The steel industry in Australia is not the only industry under threat due to falling commodity prices and steel production in China. The future of recycling could be under threat as well. That's the stance being taken by the Australian Council of Recycling, or ACOR, the peak industry association for the recycling industry. Grant Musgrove is the CEO of ACOR, and he joins me in the studio. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Good. You say there's a big problem in the recycling industry in Australia, and it relates to the effect of commodity prices. Can you explain what the connection is for people who wouldn't necessarily make the connection?
Well, commodities, whether it be metals, steel, plastics, these are all things which are traded globally and impacted by government policy domestically. Obviously, their price is important for the market to work, and due to a range of Australian government policies, state government policies, and international developments in China, the recycling industry is under absolute stress.
So say I have an old car that I want to sell for scrap metal. What will happen to it in the current market environment?
In the current market environment, you'll have to pay, once upon a time, not long ago, only about 12 months ago, a scrap metal dealer would have been happy to pay you for your 15-year-old car, you know, some hundreds of dollars. Now it will be a charge and will be simply bailed up and sent off to China.
Right, so Australian recycling companies are already exporting some of their waste overseas. What kinds of waste and where is it going at the moment?
Well, mostly it's going to China because China has behaved in, an extraordinary way, not in a way that anyone who thinks of markets would understand. So about a third of the world's steel production is now coming out of China. There is no market for it. It's simply being stockpiled. It's turning what was an asset only 12 months ago into a liability, and that cost will be passed on to mums and dads, and that's whether it's a car or an air conditioning unit or an old refrigerator.
So it's not just rare earths that's too expensive to extract and recycle in this country. It's even plastics and other computer components as well, you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when people think about recycling, they think obviously about, you know, maybe the packaging in their hand, but as virgin resources, that is mined resources from the Pilbara, for example, become increasingly costly to extract, that has flow-on effects to the secondary resources industry, the recycling industry, for those same materials.
So the recycling industry, is it really being forced to look to exporting waste offshore for their future profitability? Is that a real part of the equation?
And under the worst possible circumstances, because they're being the offshoring occurs to low environmental performance and low wage countries. So you would have seen recently in the media, many of your listeners, the events in relation to OneSteel Arrium being put into voluntary administration, and that's certainly one of the largest companies in Australia, and that is principally because of this massive oversupply from China and the lack of formal support for recycled content in Australian government policy. It used to exist. In 2014, the current Abbott government, or the previous Abbott government, abolished the formal procurement policy, which included a whole range of things, but one of which was recycled content. So we would prefer this double disillusion was about whether or not Australian companies should, Australian government should support local recycled content, but unfortunately it's not.
Should the industry look at other ways of solving the problem rather than blaming government levies or China's overproduction of steel?
Well, industry will do what industry is responsible for doing and are accountable to shareholders. We support very high environmental standards. We support policies which don't unnecessarily tax recycling. At present, we have a whole range of levies and taxes on residual waste that's not technologically or commercially recyclable anywhere in the world. That's propping up state budgets. Federally, we have a whole bunch of anti-dumping regulations, and I invite your users to use their favourite search engines to simply look at those. They exist. The government doesn't want to use them because they're afraid of upsetting China as our biggest trading partner. The advice I've been giving to the federal government is it's very well that a China is our biggest trading partner, but they're also the biggest trading partner of 150 other countries, and we just ain't that big.
Grant, many thanks for your time explaining how all of this is connected. Very interesting stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Grant Musgrove. He's CEO of the Peak Industry Association for Recycling in Australia. I'm Patricia Carvelis on RNDrive, and soon we'll be moving to sport, where we'll be talking about ex-Olympic swimmer Grant Hackett's latest fall from grace. Also after 7 tonight, after the ABC News at 7, we're going to be talking about Bernie Sanders, from a man who's worked on a book with him about Bernie Sanders and his kind of real outsider campaign. Where did that come from? Why is it working? And what's the lasting legacy for the Democrats? That's coming up after 7 tonight on RN Drive. And I've been asked this question from a listener. Given that the PM has several triggers to call an election, does he have to actually pull the trigger? And I reckon putting on the party room hat, which you should subscribe to, that's Fran Kelly's podcast with me on the election, and basically the government has a trigger, so I feel like you definitely have to subscribe to our podcast now. It's getting very, very hot, and we're very interested and excited about presenting that podcast for you on politics. But I will answer that question for you. The government can get a trigger, but they don't actually have to use it. So yes, the Prime Minister will have his trigger. He doesn't have to use it. But think about the politics. He's pretty much said he wants to use it. So it would look very strange if he was to withdraw from that position and not call a July 2 election. So he doesn't have to. Of course not. He doesn't have to use the triggers he has. But it would look very strange at this stage for him not to. It's 15 minutes to 7 on RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis on your radio till 7:30.